Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello, well, welcome to Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
After a pretty alarming month on so many levels, we have a feast for you. Actually, Babette's Feast, one of the most memorable films of the late 20th century. Made in 1987, Le Festin de Babette, starring the luminous actress Stéphane Audran, looked like an animated painting. I remember it so well. Faces glowing in candlelight, dark shadows on whitewashed walls, eyes shining with joy, glittering with tears. Not only was it an homage to haute cuisine, it told a powerful story of friendship, loyalty, and forgiveness that moved a whole generation of filmgoers in a way that's quite rare these days. It was the first Danish film to win the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film, directed by Gabriel Axel, who also wrote the screenplay, based on the 1958 story by Isaac Dinesen, aka Karen Blixen. She who gave us the unforgettable weepy Out of Africa, which, when made into a film, starred arguably one of the most beautiful men ever to grace the silver screen, Robert Redford. I digress. Babette's Feast is set in a small village on the remote west coast of Jutland at the end of the 19th century, home to a small community of pious Protestant sisters, where life is Spartan, inward-looking, and nourished by the blandest of diets, when along comes the mysterious Babette, fleeing from counter-revolutionary France with a letter of recommendation and offering herself as a housekeeper. No more spoiler alerts beyond telling you that a lottery ticket plays its part. It's on Saturday the 5th of April at the Seneschal Cinema in Lectoure at 6. But it won't be just a simple screening. It will be a gastronomic screening, with a meal prepared by Florent Delis at the Allograin at 8, immediately after the film. And the Halle is about 30 paces from the cinema. On offer you will have tartufinos, asperges, mimosa and betterave, followed by lamb confit au safran, vegetables, baby potatoes, and then baba à l'armagnac et sa crème chantilly. Price for the evening, €32. And you must book by the 3rd. If that's too much for you, there's a soirée magret on the same evening, which offers a demi-magret, or a whole one if you're particularly hungry, and that is just part of the meal at Lalan, starting at 7:30 for €15 or €18. But you will need to book by tomorrow on 067-7358-250. Talking of food, which we do quite often, along with its companion music, and love, if it's appropriate, I just had lunch at the Atelier Gourmand, 11 Rue Nationale, also in Lectoure. New owners run the off-license or wine shop down the road, and it's very reasonably priced food. Cozy interior, and they're happy to offer vegetarian alternatives to their regular menu. Now for all the family, a Vite ta Chambre, also on Saturday, is a chance to throw all your toys out of your pram at once, at Terrobe, starting at 10 in the morning. For information, call Carole on 06-30-049016. €3 per table if you want to sell stuff. Finally, I know I spoke about Louvre Couture last week, but I actually got to see it for myself. Since I was there last, they now have ticket machines once you're inside. It was indeed delightful to see all those couture outfits placed strategically in their most sumptuous rooms, or cheek by jowl next to the Louvre's splendid medieval, Byzantine and Rococo antiquities. Well worth it. Closer to home, the PK Gallery at Lectoure is exhibiting ceramics made by Polish potter Darek Smietana, which you may or may not know means liquid cream. You see, we always come back to food in the end. And we started with a film, so we end with one. A Real Pain is on in super-fast American English at 5:30 on Thursday in Florence.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
That's it from me.
www.dfm930.com